Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
They're going to kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
This Friday.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS podcast. It is Wide Receiver Wednesday as we head into Week 13 of the NFL season. I'm your host, James Seltzer, and with me, as always, now that he's back from gallivanting around the world, happy to have him back. You can follow him on Twitter at Statsman22, Mr. Paul Bruno. Paul, how are you, sir? Glad to have you back.
I am so good, and I got tan lines where I didn't have them before. It's an awesome time of year to be able to go down south to Florida and enjoy the fun in the sun before coming back to the Great White North, as you like to call it. But still no snow here around Toronto, so I'm glad of that as well.
There you go. Look at that. Well, beautiful, Paul. You deserve it, but we're happy to have you back, as I think our audience missed your good knowledge, as me and John do a nice job, but there's no one like Paul Bruno. So why don't we jump
high
in?
Praise.
It's the truth. Happy to have you back, Paul. So let's jump in, Paul, and I give the people what they want, as it were. Why don't we take those top four guys on the wide receiver board above the $8,000 threshold, with Julio at 83, Mike Evans 85, Odell Beckham and Antonio Brown both at 9,000. Are you spending up for any of these guys this week?
I would say the only guy that I could be tempted in spending some money on is Julio Jones. At the top of the list, you got Antonio Brown. There's no way I'm going to pay $9,000, not the way that Giants defense is playing. And I think this is going to be a defensive struggle. On the other side of the ball, Beckham's going to have a tough time against the Pittsburgh defense as well. So I'm staying away from those two guys in what should be a tight battle, a defensive battle perhaps. And I might be on Evans too at $8,500, but I just see Julio Jones as the best value of this quartet. He faces the 26th ranked defense in a home game, and I think he's poised for a fourth 20-plus FanDuel point day in his last seven games.
Yeah, I love Julio. I agree. I'm probably not spending up for Brown, but I like the other two guys as well. Evans, obviously, just an every week start for me. Really, at the, you know, he's been the most consistent receiver pretty much, especially in terms of targets and volume. So his floor is so high each week, and it seems like he stepped it up of late. And, of course, San Diego, not a very difficult matchup. And then Beckham going up against that, you know, mediocre at best Steelers pass defense. And he just also seems to be like he's in that zone where he's borderline unstoppable week to week. So I could see paying up for any of those guys. But I agree that I do think Julio in that matchup is the best value of the bunch there. Paul, why don't we jump down into the $7,000 range? Looks like we have about eight or nine names from 7,000 up to 7,800 at Amari Cooper, 7,000 down at Allen Robinson. Any of the guys in this range pique your interest?
I'm in on about almost half of them, I would say. You can make a case for them. You made a comment about a very consistent receiver in the top four that you like. In this grouping, I really like Amari Cooper, who's got a high floor, to use your words as well. He's been so consistent all year long with at least four grabs in each game this season. I can't believe I'm talking about an Oakland Raiders team that's got such a winning record. They're 9-2, aren't they?
It's wild. Crazy. Yes. It's crazy. Unbelievable.
and this guy's been a big part of it. Right below him, of course, Dez Bryant and the 10-1 Dallas Cowboys. Got to get a plug in for my boys.
Shocker.
This guy's going to lobby. You got to think that Bryant's going to lobby hard for a lot of targets coming his way in the huddle on Thursday night because he's got a great chance to light things up. This is not the same Minnesota Vikings team that started the season. It's a whole different ball game for them, and Bryant and the Cowboys are really rolling right now. I expect a big game from him. Moving down a little bit further, I find the best bet in this range for me is Brandon Marshall. He's averaged 9.9 points per week, and this week he gets the Indianapolis Colts, a very, very weak defense that we've targeted every week in terms of slagging them. And this guy, for his part, has been on the receiving end of 100 tosses. He's completed 49 of them all season long. I'll lean on that kind of volume against that bad Colts pass defense all day long. And then finally in this group, I like Demaryius Thomas from the Denver Broncos. He's their volume receiver at $7,100. Another primary target who's going to see plenty of targets against another less than good pass defense in this grouping.
Yeah, I agree with Cooper. Dez, less so. I'm a little scared of that Minnesota offense or defense. Plus, you know, I hate the Cowboys.
It's not the same Minnesota defense at the start of the season.
No, it's not. But I still think it's not the best matchup on the board. But I'm sure Dez will have a solid week. I agree with the calls down lower. Love Brandon Marshall. Love Demaryius Thomas. Probably my favorite play in this range here up against that bad Jacksonville defense. And I also would probably take a shot on Larry Fitzgerald as well against the Washington defense that's beatable. It seems like him and David Johnson, the only two things in that Arizona offense that you can count on. Paul, why don't we get into some of the more significant value plays here as we go from 7,000 down to 6,500. So I guess 6,900 with Doug Baldwin, down to 6,500 with Stephon Diggs there, our guy. There is a large number of names in here, Paul. Weed out the top ones for me.
Yeah, I'm going to give you two off the top end of that are pretty interesting to me, and they play for the same team. I'm looking at Michael Thomas and Brandon Cooks for New Orleans. They face the Lions. I'll talk a little bit more about this matchup as we go down this list because I think it's going to be two fantastic offenses against two terrible defenses. If you have any chance to bet the over-under, there's only one way to go here. Bet the over. It could be as many as 90 points in this game as potential. And these guys are going to be a big part of it. I just think there's so much offense on display against such poor defense that in this price range, you're going to do well to grab one or two of these guys from the New Orleans offense, and certainly a little bit cheaper down below. You're going to find the value on the Lions side of the ball as well. Further to those two in this grouping that you highlighted, DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans, he's averaged almost 10 points per week in fantasy play. He gets that Green Bay defense, which is coming out off a short week after this Monday night tilt against your Eagles. He won't talk about too much about how that turned out, but I feel for you there. But DeAndre Hopkins, his FanDuel productivity has been steadily rising over each of the last 3 weeks, and he gets a great matchup against an ordinary Packers pass defense, and I say that trend will continue. Finally, in this group, I'm going to give Julian Edelman one more shot. I know he's been bothered by a foot injury, but he still gets the volume. 11 targets. He caught eight balls for 83 yards. Didn't reach the end zone, and that's really kind of dampened his value. But I think he's going to find a way to get pay dirt this weekend against an ordinary Los Angeles team.
Yeah, I love Edelman. Edelman and the Saints receivers are something I will definitely be getting involved in. All three of the Saints receivers, including Snead in this range, I feel like are guys you could start this week. Definitely agree on Edelman. Michael Thomas, probably my favorite, even though he's the most expensive of those Saints receivers. But you also got to like Brandon Cooks, especially in tournaments where coming off that 0.0 target outing, think people might get a little scared off and then, use Brandon Cooks again. So I think that could be a nice play. Paul, before we drop down to the 6,400 to 6,000 range here, let me remind fantasy football fans that football is almost over. It's in full swing, which means that FanDuel is here and you got to get in before the season is over because it is better than ever. It's not just a new season at FanDuel, it's a new era, and they've upgraded your entire experience with real improvements for everyday fans. They believe you deserve to experience everything sports has to offer, which makes you sports rich. Try the new FanDuel now. Just pick your team, stay under the salary cap, and have all the fun that fantasy has to offer. New to the game? Play in a beginner contest to learn the ropes. If you have a dollar, there are games for just a dollar. There's 50-50 contests where the top half win cash. You can even settle a score with a friend in FanDuel's brand new Friends Mode. It's season-long fantasy football with weekly teams, plus new features ensure a fair and level playing field. It is just the funnest thing to do each week. I play with my buddies every single week. It's a great way to keep in touch. And, you know, when you win, you get to take their money, which is always a blast. You can have all the fun that football has to offer, all the fun that fantasy football has to offer. At FanDuel, you get to be sports rich, plus a special offer for new users. Get a free 6-month RotoWire subscription with a $10 deposit on FanDuel. Just go to FanDuel.com/RW. Plus, not only do you get the free subscription, you actually get to use that $10 on FanDuel, which is over $40 in value for just $10. It's a hell of a deal. Go to FanDuel.com/RW. All right, Paul, let's get into some more of these values here as we start to really make some hay for people. 6,400 down to 6,000 here as we round out the 6,000s. From Michael Crabtree down to Adam Thielen. Who in this range piques your interest here as well?
Well, I went through this pretty carefully, and I came up with two names. One's not going to shock you. I'm going to go with Cole Beasley. You've been on this guy the last couple of weeks. I've stayed. And I haven't picked this guy yet.
No, I'm kidding.
You're the one that's been on him. And so I think he's a volume guy that gets a lot of action this week. He's become a bigger factor in their passing game in recent weeks, particularly with the third down conversions that he's been a big part of. And he's going to get his share of looks again on Thursday night against Minnesota, because I think they're going to double up on the outside receivers here. And the slot guy should fare quite well. And below him, Steve Smith. What can you say that we haven't said about this old man? The veteran was held in check last week, though, ending a very productive string of 4 or 5 games in a row where he was right around the 10-point mark. He's averaged just under 11 in terms of FanDuel play. He's no longer a deep threat, but he's still very elusive in the mid-range, and he'll get plenty of work against the Miami Dolphins this week. So those are the two guys that I'm emphasizing in this group.
Yeah, Smith is my favorite play in the group as well. I really like him against that Miami secondary. He's tough, and Byron Maxwell, not tough. Also like Emmanuel Sanders, a lot going up against that Jacksonville defense. Similar reasons, as we mentioned, for Demaryius Thomas. All right, Paul, why don't we get into some real values here? Why don't we go down to 5,500 and above? Pierre Garçon, your boy, going up to Golden Tate in that matchup you mentioned before, Paul. Is Tate one of your guys in this round?
He definitely is, James, averaging 9.3 points per
week. See, I listen to what you say, Paul. It's a weird
good
thing.
It'll pay off for our listeners.
There
the
you
Lions
go.
They're going to throw a lot in this game just to keep pace with Drew Brees and company, and Tate is a top receiving option for them, priced lower than you might expect given the low quality of this opponent. I'm really attracted to both Lions receivers in this range. Marvin Williams, another one, who might be my favorite play on the board, actually, when you look at this range. He's another high-volume receiver in the Lions offense, and is a strong value play at the $5,600 price tag. Along with those two, I'm going to go with another guy who's going to be on the other end of a strong-armed quarterback, and that's Taylor Gabriel of the Falcons against Kansas City. He's averaged 10.4 points per week and carved out a tendency to make big plays in the air attack, and Matty Ice will surely look his way once again with this favorable matchup.
Yeah, I like the Taylor Gabriel call a lot. Also, Ty Hill in this range has been kind of a nice boomer bust play with the amount of times he's gotten in the end zone. Those two very similar plays. I think I like Gabriel slightly more, even though he's $100 cheaper there, but there are two other names in this range I would add. One higher and then one lower, looking at Sterling Shepard at 5,800. Mentioned for OBJ that I think that Pittsburgh secondary is vulnerable. So Shepard, Eli Manning actually apologized to him for not throwing him the ball in the last game, which is weird, but I think he might try to overcorrect and get the ball to Shepard. It's a nice matchup. And then the other name in this range that kind of jumps out to me is Malcolm Mitchell. I don't know if I would play him in a cash game, but in a tournament, you know, he scored a touchdown, I believe, maybe even 3 touchdowns the last 2 weeks, or 2 of the last 3, somewhere along those lines. He's been fine in the end zone. doing a decent job getting some targets and like kind of singling himself out ahead of Hogan. 7 targets last week, 5 the week before, so 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks. Right, the first time I should have trusted that, Paul. I think he is a nice upside value play here, Paul. All right, Paul, why don't we go from 5,400 down to the bottom here as we get into the kind of the real value plays. Are there any really cheap options here for people that can help some help them fit into their lineups?
Well, I would consider Marquise Goodwin, because when you hear that they may have discovered another deep threat here, he's averaging over 16 yards per catch in his 20 receptions so far this year, and you expect him to continue to get the average of 5 targets per game going his way. If he can turn one or two of those into deep gainers, that's a 10-point day for a $5,200 price tag. That's not too bad. And then another Lions wide receiver is down here in this range that I like a lot, and that's Anquan Boldin, a great veteran possession receiver who's really had a very good season. He's been averaging 7 targets per week in each of the last 7 games. And so I think if he gets that kind of volume, he can reward you pretty handsomely for this price tag. Going below the $5,000 mark, I found 2 guys. One guy that I went off for my Vegas League team, Ted Ginn Jr. This guy had a wonderful game for Carolina last week. He's priced at $7,900. He's got a tough matchup at Seattle, but I think he's been hot, and he's been a bigger part of the offense, collecting 27 catches in the last 6 weeks. It looks like our buddy at quarterback there is starting to get a regular look at him and likes what he sees, so it's working between Cam Newton and Ted Ginn Jr. And right near the bottom of this whole list is Quincy Enunwa. We've talked about him off and on during the course of the season. I'm on him this week against the Indianapolis Colts. We talked about how bad that defense is. This guy had a big week last week, converting all 5 of his targets for 109 yards and a TD against the Pats. He gets a more favorable matchup against an easier team at home, so why wouldn't he be on him for $4,700?
Yeah, Paul, I like a lot of those calls. I'll add 2 more, one at the top of the range and one a little bit lower. Marquise Wilson taking a shot here, just looking obviously the chemistry he had with Matt Barkley last week, putting up the 8 receptions, 125 yards, touchdown, 11 targets. So, you know, not a lot of other options there. I don't think Matt Barkley is very good, but I think San Francisco might be worse. So I think there's a potential for a boomer bust type of play there. And then I also like Eli Rogers at 5,200 just based on potential volume. But the other name I would toss in there, if you jump a little bit lower below the $5,000 mark, is Seth Roberts for Oakland. He's been a big red zone threat for them. I believe he's got 4 red zone touchdowns this season and has been getting involved. I wouldn't have the guts to play him in a cash game, but as an upside play in a tournament, you know, nothing super exciting, but the potential for a touchdown for a very cheap price. Paul, any final thoughts before we get out of here on the Wide Receiver Wednesday edition of the Week 13 NFL season?
Well, I've got to tell you, I've had a ball doing these podcasts all year long, but now the serious shooting is upon us, and we're into the final quarter of the season. And I'm hoping to do well in my Vegas league for bragging rights at RotoWire, and certainly enjoying the weekly opportunities to play the FanDuel games is just something that I've really enjoyed all year long. So more fun to be had, and we get to talk about it. It's awesome.
That is exactly right, and thank you to everybody who listens and takes our advice and hopefully wins some money if you listen to Paul. So we appreciate it again for Paul Bruni. You can follow him on Twitter at Statsman22. I am James Seltzer. We'll be back tomorrow with the Tight End Thursday edition. Again, this has been the Wide Receiver Wednesday, Week 13 edition of the RotoWire DFS podcast.